Here's a question for you. Are you still getting blacked out drunk and leaving your debit card at the bar well into your 20s?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know some folks in their 60s that do that. Does your mother still do your laundry? Do you still not know the capital of Vermont?
Killington?
Well, it's Montpelier. Don't fret, you can blame it on being still a child.
Yeah.
According to a study by a group of brain surgeons, people don't become fully adult until they're in their 30s.
Yeah, wow. Party on, dude.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Thanks for listening today. Facebook attempting to revive its long-forgotten poke feature, and the response has been mixed.
Yeah.
Initially introduced as a way to interact seamlessly with friends, the feature quickly fell out of use, with many users assuming it had been removed.
Wow. No, but it's there.
Yeah. Recent data reveals a surprising 13-time spike in poking activity on Facebook recently.
Good Lord. Thank you for sharing.
Lottery fun for you this morning.
Yeah.
A Baltimore man's decision to let a store clerk choose his pick five lottery numbers paid off huge. The man, identified as Alex, usually sticks to playing Powerball and Mega Millions, but he decided to diversify his lottery portfolio on a friend's recommendation. So he said to the store clerk, "You pick the numbers." He ended up winning $50,000. You're listening to the Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Listen every day to the Mickey Gordon program.
Come on, man.
You're gonna love it. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. I'm Mickey Gordon, along with Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw.
Thank you so much.
Professor Fatso Puny, legendary rock and roll DJ. President Bill Clinton.
Hey, baby, it's good.
Time for today's history lesson.
Well, history as it happened.
1951, let's see, on this date.
Yeah,
1951. Ethel and Julius Rosenberg were convicted of conspiracy to commit espionage. They were put to death.
Yeah, the big Rosenberg trial.
Also on this date, 1991, city officials in Encinitas, California, warned that children had begun a dangerous activity by venturing into sewers searching for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Where are them turtles?
Remember, they were a big deal.
Yeah.
Let's see. 2001 on this date, Chuck Sazio of Melrose, Massachusetts, won a whole set of appliances because he had the oldest operating Frigidaire in the United States and Canada.
Really? Yeah.
Sozio's fridge, made from wood and porcelain, was still operating after 77 years. He still uses it in his garage.
Talk about quality.
Mm-hmm. I know some folks that have their refrigerators like from 1978, so we're talking, 46 years?
Yeah, amazing.
Still running good. 2007 on this date, after receiving complaints from neighbors, Seattle Animal Shelter staffers found 110 parakeets in a cage in the living room of a one-bedroom apartment.
Yeah. So apparently they took those home.
I would think they would. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio, special events and birthdays coming up. Thanks for listening. Wow, it's Mickey Gordon. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. It's special events today. Good Friday. No homework day. Lemon chiffon cake day. Yeah. Ma and Pop Business Owners Day. Vietnam War Veterans Day. And Smoke and Mirrors Day. And our birthday is today, Lucy Lawless from Parks and Recreation, 56. Annabelle Scora from Law and Order, Criminal Intent. Sorry if I got your name wrong, Annabella. She's 64. Supermodel Elle McPherson, 60. Amy Sedaris from The Mandalorian, 63. Christopher Lambert from Highlander, 67. Yeah. Marina Sirtis from the Star Trek film, 69. Brendan Gleeson from The Banshees of Inisherin.
Yeah.
Never heard of it. So I'm reading it wrong. Anyhow, Brendan is 69, and comedian and actor Eric Idle from Monty Python, 81 years old today. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. More stuff coming up. This is the Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. This is a really weird story. Tragic death in Australia.
Man buying a farm.
Darwin at work. Now, a man tragically fell to his death during a hot air balloon ride in Melbourne, Australia.
Wow, that's terrible.
Yeah, who's having a bad day? Mm-hmm. Well, eyewitnesses reported that the man appeared calm and engaged in light conversation about politics before abruptly leaping over the edge of the basket.
Hey, wow.
Emergency services responded swiftly to the incident, finding the man's body on a road with power lines scattered around. So he went through those on the way down.
Yeah.
An investigation is currently underway to determine the circumstances leading to the man's fatal fall.
God, that's just crazy. It is so, isn't it?
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio.
Yeah.
Here's a cat situation.
Yeah.
Felines across Britain are facing a strange and harrowing predicament as a phantom cat shaver has resurfaced.
Really?
Man, a guy shaves the cats? No. Cat owners are now on high alert. A recent spike in shaved cats in Lambourne and Hungerford has stirred concerns among locals who are desperate to uncover the perpetrator's identity.
So guys out there shaving cats.
Oh, and you don't have anything to do. What the hell? Shave the cat.
Meow.
So now residents have taken to social media to spread the word about the bizarre attacks. Cats with mysteriously shaved fur have limped back home, leaving owners distressed and outraged.
Employ our laser fauna bugger and I'd smoke them.
The shaved patches on the cat's legs and backs clearly indicate that the acts were deliberate and not the result of natural causes.
Cat shaving. Man, what...
I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
No. No, you really can't.
A guy in China was sentenced to 1 year in prison for breaking into another man's house and eating his tortoise.
What? His tortoise?
I ate the turtle.
Yeah.
When it comes to cruise vacations, some Americans are still in the dark. Travel agents have released a list of the most frequently asked questions by those who book a cruise. Among them are, does the crew go home at night?
They can't leave the boat.
Obviously. Another is, can I fish off the ship? And the top question is, if I don't like it, Can I Get Off? Maybe if you jump.
Yeah.
Nick and Gordon program for MyNet Radio. More stuff coming up. News, entertainment, and stuff. The Mickey Gordon Program. Mickey Gordon Program for MyNet Radio. Ohio. This guy, Adam Sizemore, allegedly called his child's school multiple times to complain about the amount of homework assigned. This led to his arrest on charges of harassment.
What?
Yeah, according to reports, Sizemore made numerous calls to the school on February 29th, expressing his discontent with the workload.
Yeah.
The situation escalated when he began using verbal abuse and making threatening remarks to school staff.
Yeah.
Despite warnings from the school, Sizemore continued to call, even contacting police dispatch at least 18 times.
Yeah.
His aggressive behavior ultimately led to his arrest on charges of telecommunications harassment and menacing. He has a prior police record.
Really? Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Of assault and threatening.
Yeah. So he's in the clink.
That's right. Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. More news you may not have heard about coming up. Mickey Gordon. So, doctors have gotten together, sex experts, to give us some information. The question one was, how long should lovemaking last? According to a study, the best sex should last between 7 and 13 minutes. So, riding a lady for an hour is no good.
Apparently, she don't like it. Yeah, he'll usually give me about 30 seconds. You done?
Researchers randomly surveyed sex therapists in the U.S. and Canada who said that anything more than 7 to 13 minutes was too long and anything less than a minute was too short.
Yeah. So.
Other health news here.
Yeah.
COVID news. A 62-year-old man from Germany has received a whopping 217 COVID vaccinations.
What?
Now, this goes against medical advice, of course. The man, who remains unidentified, purchased the shots privately and underwent the vaccinations over a period of 29 months.
Wow.
Surprisingly, he has reportedly suffered no ill effects from the multiple doses, leaving experts intrigued.
Wow.
217 COVID vaccinations.
That's crazy.
Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. MyNet Radio. Wacky but true for today.
Yeah.
At a high school in Buckner, Kentucky, there was chaos.
Really?
Apparently, a fart spray prank led to a mass evacuation.
Oh, those things in the spray cans?
I remember those. Guys would come into the radio studio, let one off, and you'd have to leave.
Yeah.
It's just literally a can of spray. They call it fart spray. I remember it happening one time in a bar. Everybody's like, oh my God. Well, this happened in this school. The incident, which occurred at Oldham County High School, prompted officials to empty the building after reports of a noxious odor began circulating around 8 a.m., or rather 11 a.m. in the morning. Emergency services, including the fire department and police, arrived to assist with the evacuation and ensure the safety of students and staff.
Yeah.
Well, 7 students reported discomfort from the smell.
Ninnies.
No further medical attention was required. Police investigations led to the identification of a 17-year-old girl who allegedly released the fart spray.
Oh!
A 42-year-old resident of Ajax, Ontario, arrested and charged with impaired driving last month at a police station.
Yeah, great.
He drove to the police station to complain about his arrest for public intoxication earlier that morning.
I'm thinking about this.
The man asked to speak with a supervisor when he arrived at the station, but officers noticed he seemed a little bit intoxicated, and after confirming that he had driven himself, issued a breathalyzer test.
Yeah, surprise, surprise, surprise.
He failed.
Yeah.
His license was suspended and his vehicle was impounded.
Oh, man, who's having a bad day?
Well, that's true. So, let's see, what else have we got here? A Kenyan man who sat through church services so he could steal the collection plate met his fate before he could spend his loot. He had stuffed his pockets with the money, ran out of the church, and was hit by a bus. Now that's karma, man. Church officials won't say how much money the man had taken, and no word on how the injured thief was doing, but they say he's still alive. Mickey Garten program for MyNet Radio. Thank you for listening today. Make it a good weekend. Mickey Garten from iNet Radio. It's the Mickey Garten program from iNet Radio with Mickey Garten, Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw, the Professor Fatso Puny, a boy named Sue, and of course, Bill Clinton, former president. The Mickey Garten program. Copyright 2024. Internet Work, iNet Radio.